Hey, man.
Hey.
Do you like Cyborg?
No.
You probably didn't like this last episode of Doom Patrol.
Episode 13? I don't know. It's in the title.
It's in the title.
Who cares anymore? It's two
Cyborg
more.
Cyborg Patrol.
Yeah.
So yeah, last time we saw him captured.
Garbage. It was all garbage, and we knew it too. Freaking hated it. Hated every second of it.
Even the end with the butts?
Butts were cool, yeah.
The deadly butts.
Wow, yeah. Well, this was a, it was a continuation. I told you. This was a continuation from last episode where he was in the ant farm.
The Bureau of Normalcy.
And it's the ant farm?
Yeah, they call it the ant farm.
Yeah, with aliens in it. So technically it would be alien ant farm.
You're a smooth criminal.
There we go.
Anyway.
So yeah, this was, it was stupid. You didn't have to watch it. And the thing is, it didn't even end.
You did find out that the Bureau of Normalcy,
some freaky dudes.
Freaky. For them being the Bureau of Normalcy, they had some weird stuff in there. That's
right. It looked like the people from Happy.
Some of them did, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty weird. So pretty much what happens was we go to the Bureau of Normalcy. His dad comes in, and I guess that Cyborg took off his OS. So he can't, control anything, and his dad can't find him. I guess he uploaded his OS to somewhere in his...
An old 386 PC.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, his OS is getting controlled by Mr. Nobody.
Maybe, because we do get a Nobody appearance.
Yeah.
Finally. Good Lord. How many episodes has it been? He was kind of in the chief one.
Yeah, briefly. At the end. You could have missed this one and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, you find out Cyborg is, I guess that reset button is like an emergency thing, and the nanites are repairing him, but by their idea of repairing is they're basically turning him more into a
cyborg.
Robot.
And you can see it as he's at 68% cyborg. So, and it just keeps on going up and up and up. So, his dad comes up with the idea of the Doom Patrol to get into the ant farm, as in he is giving them up in trade.
Yeah, kind of using them as bait.
But they're in on it. I just thought, I think the only part was funny was Robot Man says, "Dude, we stopped you with a magnet." He's like, "Dude, there's a bunch of brains out there." That was a big thing back in the, whenever he was out there, 70s, 80s.
You weren't even the best.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, they put a big scrap sticker on his head.
So it was a big, gone to scrap or it was a recycle or something. It was pretty much, saying that what all we're thinking is he really doesn't do much.
Yeah, and Rita finally pulls her weight.
But what does she actually do? She goes into Robot Man.
I guess the rest of him is just kind of hollow?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe a few servos here and there. But
Could you imagine when you just want to poop the entire time? God, I got something in my... It's it's happy all over again, too. It's a foreign entity going through... Yeah.
Yeah, you're making way too many parallels with this thing. So yeah, Rita finally pulls her weight. She hides inside of him.
Yeah, but the only thing she does is, what does she do? She knocks that girl out?
She flips the switch and turns the magnet off.
Ooh. What's the switch?
But she was able to hide.
Yeah.
And
I like the Ghostbusters part of it.
Which part?
The Ghostbusters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Negative Man goes out there.
Yeah, they sucked him in. I've been waiting to do that for a long time.
Yeah, so...
He never did let him out of the container.
No, he took him with the container.
He did take him, though.
He did let him out at the end because he killed all those guys on the catwalk.
Oh, you're right.
So, yeah. So, technically, yes, he did leave him out. Okay. So
I guess that he's come to grips with Negative Man.
Yeah.
They're a couple.
I guess.
They're an entity now.
Jane, that one crazy chick came out.
Karen came back out.
Karen came back out, and they're...
She was already engaged to another guy.
Yeah, so it was... I mean, it finally, they actually showed a little bit of their powers again, but powers that we already seen before. Let me see something different. Not him coming out of the dude. Not Rita just being goo. Not Robot Man doing nothing again. And not Jane with the power we already seen. It's getting to the point.
Or Chief just...
Not being there?
Hooking up with everybody that he comes across.
Was Chief in this episode? I don't think so.
They mentioned him. Yeah, Silas talked about him a little bit.
Yeah, because they said, Chief's been gone. Or Chief's gone now. I think they're over. He's gone. There's nothing we can do. We're not even looking for him anymore.
What are you guys doing? You want to look for Chief?
Nah.
Maybe in the commercial.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Kind of lazy today. Right. That's like there's that funny video where it was like, if my dad was in the Taken series, he'd be it costs so much money to go over there, and I'm kind of lazy, and
you find out Cyborg's memories of his dad are probably not the real memories, because Mr. Nobody's been leading him toward.
Yep, he's like
hating
the one thing that shows you that you know, at the perfect time, that was completely made up, and then he just beats the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just beats the crap out of his dad. Yeah, that's it was a weird ending. It wasn't even an ending, because they were like escaping the butts with butts with teeth.
Somebody I don't even know how to describe it.
And then the general just kills himself.
Sure, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, that was it was interesting. It was pretty stupid.
Right next to Cyborg in that cell, though. They don't come out right and tell you. But if you watch the previews for the next episode, that's you remember in the comic book there was that blank space where the dude was supposed to be, Flex Mentallo, the muscle of the beach.
Okay, I guess he's in there. Oh, yeah. All right.
And his power, from what I remember, and what it looked like in they're going to do the same thing in the previews, is he can cause things to happen by flexing his muscles.
Yeah,
lights explode and.
So this is like, you know what this reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the DC Universe's version of Mystery Men. They all have shitty powers. They don't know how to use them well. And they're a ragtag bunch of heroes that eventually will do something.
Yeah, I guess they're heroes. They did stop a few bad things from happening. But they still haven't completed the thing they started out to do.
Yeah, it's...
Which I know is really ticking you off.
It's pissing me off. I'm all like, look, we've had 13 episodes, and they're not 19-minute, 20-minute freaking episodes. These are 45, 47-minute, straight-up long-ass episodes. You could have got to the point 3 episodes ago. I think this... If they don't do something spectacular in the next 2 episodes, I don't think I'm going to watch season 2.
I'm waiting to see when they actually do run across Chief and Mr. Nobody.
Like,
if Mr. Nobody just got so bored, they're sitting there playing.
Yeah, playing cards. Like, you guys are taking forever.
Hey, I decided to stay. Don't worry, guys. You can have the mansion.
Yeah. It was okay. You don't really have to watch this one to continue on with the story, because there is no regular story anymore.
It's a lot of character-driven episodes.
Dribble. That's all it is. Dribble.
You could almost put them in any order, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you could. You could mess up the order.
The timeline too much.
No, they really don't. You could have put these up there. Like I said, if this episode didn't exist, they could have put anybody else in Cyborg and made you understand who the neighbor was? Was that you? So that was Flex.
Flex,
right?
Mentallo, the guy from the comic book.
You know who played him, right?
No, who was it?
It was Brendan Fraser.
That was Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
With the beard?
With the beard, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
How'd they make him look skinny?
I don't think he looks skinny. But
because he's an actual character in the next episode.
Yeah. I'm wrong.
I think you might be.
Yeah, I might be wrong. All right, but I thought it was, for some odd reason, I thought it was him. But either way, that's just our opinion.
But we're usually right.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
We're always right, especially on this. This is stupid.
Because if we're not right, I'll edit it out and make
exactly.
this right.
We're gonna make this perfect. There's no being wrong. Well, guys, you know what to do. Comment down below, like, bell, all that kind of stuff. Give us a big old thumbs up. If you don't, you suck.
Why are you here anyway if you don't?
Unsubscribe! No, I'm just kidding.
No, because we're getting closer to...
to the 10 million?
10 million.
No. Go ahead and subscribe, please. It does actually help us out. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Now, if the rest of France would just subscribe.
Come on, France. Come on, French Canadians.
Hey, bonjour.
Pull your weight. So that's pretty much it. This episode sucked. We knew it. And we knew it was going to suck. We could have skipped this one.
Just the name of it, Cyborg Patrol.
Because it's pretty much every time we do this, we're all like, what does Cyborg do this
time? If you're watching it, you really could probably skip this one. And all the way to the end, just so you can see the butts
with
teeth.
Yeah, the butts with teeth, yeah. And the guy, the general just killing himself because it's all over.
Yeah. And like I said, next one, they have Flex Mentallo in there. So I don't think we're going to see the Chief much next episode either.
God. Yeah, it's like one of those things like, all right, we have 400 characters to get through in one season. Let's pull them all out.
He's kind of turned into a MacGuffin. He's just a plot device that they use.
They don't even do anything anymore with them. So, yeah, I think this one sucked. This is my least one just because it was Cyborg in it.
Yeah, you can still get DC Universe because they put Krypton Season 1 on there.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Swamp Thing's getting ready to come out.
Yeah. If you've been waiting this entire time for that free week, wait two more weeks so you can see the whole god awful
shebang. Watch Titans,
Yeah.
All of Doom Patrol at once, and you can agree with us that there's a couple good episodes and the rest have been kind of blah.
Yeah. And the funny thing is
I think
around episode 8 we were talking about, it's like, man, I hope it picks up a little bit. And look, we're sitting here episode thing. It's like,
I hope it picks up a little bit.
If it doesn't pick up in the next two episodes, I don't know what they're gonna do.
I think we need about 10% more or less Cyborg.
If we get about 100% less of Cyborg, that'd be amazing. But that's it for us. We will see you at the next one. I guess the Flex guy is going to be the next episode. That's going to be episode 14 or 13, one of those two.
It's in the teens.
We're in the teens already, and there's only 15 episodes. So they need to progress with the story because this is, unfortunately... We'll see if they renewed for season 2 because, I mean, if it's going to be as bad, like, if they don't, you know what's going to happen? They're going to have a huge cliffhanger on, is Cliff going to come back? I was like, you're telling me I spent 15 episodes and they can't even get him back?
And they're going to kill my favorite character?
Yeah, exactly.
The only way that I think that the easiest way for them to redeem themselves next episode
is they kill Cyborg.
Have another animal, vegetable man reference.
If they have... a whole episode of Animal, Mineral, Vegetable Man.
Oh, that might be asking too much. Just a couple references sprinkled in.
Or like the short snippet of him robbing the bank or robbing the convenience store.
With his other hand attacking him.
And then the last one where he's like, I will not testify against Raptor. So yeah, that's it from us. So we'll see you guys next week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you guys next week. Later, next episode. Bad Nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.